Let's start with the action on the court yesterday. Duke advancing to the Sweet 16, only ACC team left in the field. What did you make of the Blue Devils this past weekend?
They're a machine.
Yeah.
I thought Baylor played really well when they lost by, what was it, 23?
Yeah.
Tyrese Proctor, he could just kick it. It'd go in at this point. He's made, 19 threes in his last three games. Duke's defense, that was the difference in the first half. You know, Baylor, I thought Baylor played really well. At one point, led 21-19. Duke outscored him 26-9 the rest of the first half from there, probably in like 8 minutes. It was impressive. But this is a team that is built for this. They've got, you know, they're two or even three deep basically at every position. You know, they have one NBA draft pick, future NBA draft pick, played 7 minutes in the game, and Isaiah Evans.
Crazy.
They're so good up front. You know, Kaman Malawach, and then Patrick Gongba comes off the bench, and he was really good. They're just loaded. And, you know, Baylor's good, and it was kind of tough to watch former Dukie Jeremy Roach play, and, you know, you can see the emotions in him because his college career came to an end against his friends, and I'm sure that was difficult. I think, you know, in his heart of hearts, Roach wishes he was still here.
Yeah.
But there just wasn't any room. Everybody can't play. And so, you know, he made the best of it. But Baylor's a good team, and Duke treated him like a scrub.
Anybody else that caught your eye this weekend that could give Duke a challenge, maybe in the Final Four?
There's plenty of teams that'll give Duke a challenge. I mean, Arizona's going to give Duke a challenge in the Sweet 16. Caleb Love's out there, and he loves playing against Duke. But Arizona's legit good. You know, they're not, in terms of their personnel, not quite as good as Duke. I don't think they're as good defensively, and that if Duke commits to playing defense, then I think there's only a handful of teams in the country that can beat them unless Duke helps out. Now, if Duke plays real good defense and then they just can't shoot, then there's a lot of teams that can get them on a given night. But all things being equal, they play decently offensively. If they play their brand of defense, then there's only like three or four teams in the country that can beat them. Alabama might be one if they get to the Elite Eight, but Alabama's not a great defensive team. Auburn on the other side, maybe Michigan State and Florida. But you're not going to have to beat all of those teams. You're only going to have to beat one of them.
Good point. Now, this is me, Adam Gold, host of the Adam Gold Show. Turning our attention to NC State, Will Wade going to be the next head coach of the Wolfpack press conference tomorrow. What do you make of the hire by the Wolfpack?
Well, first of all, in a big picture sense, it's really the first time that everybody's needs have been met and NC State got the guy they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Like the legit guy that they wanted, the guy that the fans wanted, the boosters wanted. I don't think it was necessarily Boo Corrigan's first choice. I think for familiar reasons, it probably was Ryan Odom who Boo wanted first, but that's about family, right? You know,
yep.
The Odoms and the Corrigans.
Yep.
And, you know, to an extent, the White, Mike White, mm-hmm. is the coach at Georgia, I think was, you know, initially maybe one of their desires because these families know each other so well. So I think there was part of that. But, I mean, Will Wade, you know, he has won everywhere he has been, whether it's VCU or LSU or McNeese State. Yeah, there were the issues with the NCAA while he was at LSU. And I know everybody's saying, well, all that stuff's legal now. I'm like, yeah, okay, I think that's rationalizing. But I also don't think that it precludes a school from recognizing that he's a great coach. And while, yeah, there were these issues, he's not alone. He's not really an outlier in college basketball. A lot of coaches have these issues. Look what Bruce Pearl is doing at Auburn. He had those same issues. Heck, Bill Self is still at Kansas. He had those same issues at Kansas. Sean Miller's going to Texas. He had those issues at Arizona. And he went to Xavier after that. and you know now to Texas. So it's not uncommon.
Yeah, I mean,
so if you have to be a little bit more cognizant of what's going on, you do. But Wade's a great coach, and everybody's getting what they want.
You could say the same thing about Pitino or Calipari too, and they're both still coaching.
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah. Turn our attention to hockey, if we could. 12 games left for the Hurricanes in the regular season, number two in the Metropolitan Division. For folks who may not be paying attention, what's the download on the Canes?
What have people have been paying attention to?
ACC basketball, maybe.
Really?
Or lack thereof.
Oh, my gosh. Why would we be paying attention to ACC basketball other than Duke? Look, the Hurricanes are – I don't think they're – one of those top-tier Stanley Cup contenders. I think there's only a handful of those. But, boy, when they play their game, they're really good. They're tough to play against. Right now, they're getting, for the most part, excellent goaltending. They're still trying to figure out that you are allowed to score on a power play where you have one more guy on the ice than the other team. They did that. They were reminded of that last night. They got a power play goal. Penalty kill was ridiculously good again, 6 of 6. But they're good, and some of these new guys are just kind of, I mean, they're just scoring. Mark Jankowski, who was not known as a scorer and was a last minute, really an 11th hour addition at the trade deadline. They got him from Nashville, who's going to be here, by the way, on Tuesday. They got him from Nashville for a 5th round pick. I mean, literally right under the wire, just to add depth and a big body who could skate up front. He's got 6 goals in 7 games for the Hurricanes. To put that in perspective, Mikko Rantanen, the big acquisition of late January, who was supposed to revolutionize offensive hockey for the Hurricanes, for Carolina and Dallas combined in the last 20 games, has 4 goals. Jankowski's got 6 in his last 7. Who needed Mikko Rantanen when you could have just, you know, not wasted everybody's time and just gone out and gotten Mark Jankowski?
Yeah.
Or I'm obviously making a joke.
Sure.
But he fit. Taylor Hall, who actually was acquired the same day in the same deal, as it turns out, with Rantanen. Taylor Hall fits. Jankowski fits. Stankoven fits. They fit the way Carolina plays. Maybe there's a lesson there. But these guys seem to really dig each other, and they're playing the way Rod Brind'Amour wants them to play. And like, I give them a chance. Like, I think the East is kind of wide open. So I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that the Hurricanes are at least in the conference finals. And who knows? You get that far, you take your chances that you can win another round and see what happens.
Absolutely.
But they're fun. And with 12 games to go, they got a 4-game homestand starting tomorrow at Lenovo Center against Nashville. Then some, you know, playoff teams come in. Montreal's in a playoff spot. The Islanders are right there, just outside the line, but they're pushing hard. And you have Washington, who's been maybe the surprise of the entire league. Washington comes in the following Tuesday.
Great stuff. Adam Gold, host of the Adam Gold Show. AG, appreciate the time as always, my friend. We'll talk again real soon.
Anytime, Chris. Take care.
You too.